A reading from the book of Genesis. When the Lord saw how great was man's wickedness on earth, and how no desire that his heart conceived was ever anything but evil, he regretted that he had made man on the earth, and his heart was grieved. So the Lord said, I will wipe out from the earth the men whom I have created, not only the men, but also the beast, and the creeping things, and the birds of the air. For I am sorry that I made them. But Noah found favor with the Lord. Then the Lord said to Noah, go into the ark, you and all your household, for you alone in this age have I found to be truly just. Of every clean animal, take with you 7 pairs, a male and its mate. And of the unclean animals, 1 pair, a male and its mate. Likewise, of every clean bird of the air, 7 pairs, a male and a female. And of all the unclean birds, 1 pair, a male and a female. Thus you will keep their issue alive over all the earth. 7 days from now, I will bring rain down on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. And so I will wipe out from the surface of the earth every moving creature that I have made. Noah did just as the Lord had commanded him. As soon as the 7 days were over, the waters of the flood came upon the earth. Verbum Domini. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Give to the Lord, you sons of God. Give to the Lord glory and praise. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Adore the Lord in his holy attire.
The Lord bless us, peace.
The voice of the Lord is over the waters, the Lord over vast waters. The voice of the Lord is mighty. The voice of the Lord is majestic.
The Lord bless us, peace.
The God of glory thunders. And in his temple, all say, glory. The Lord is enthroned above the flood. The Lord is enthroned as king forever.
The Lord will bless us,
Dominus vobiscum. Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Marcum.
Gloria tibi Domine.
The disciples had forgotten to bring bread, and they only had one loaf with them in the boat. Jesus enjoined them, "Watch out. Guard against the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." They concluded among themselves that it was because they had no bread. When he became aware of this, he said to them, "Why do you conclude that it is because you have no bread? Do you not yet understand or comprehend? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes and not see, ears and not hear? And do you not remember when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many wicker baskets full of fragments you picked up?" They answered him, 12. "When I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many full baskets of fragments did you pick up?" They answered him, 7. He said to them, "Do you still not understand?" Verbum Domini. The scriptures speak about becoming new, that here the Lord comes to wipe every tear away and to make all things new. It's what Jesus tells us in the book of Revelations. And this newness is sometimes joyful and sometimes painful. The joyful is, of course, easy to receive. The painful is a little more difficult, requiring a cross and perhaps a very heavy one. St. Paul tells us that in the pain of this newness, he would tell us, he says, though the outer body is wasting away, the inner body is being renewed. So what's required of us is faith, belief that the Lord is doing something good. He's bringing about a renewal in our lives. Well, today, the disciples are having difficulty believing, having faith. And perhaps they have become a little blinded. Jesus is telling them, "You don't understand or comprehend yet." He says, "Come on, let's get it together." And so we also have another account here of Noah. Noah is the opposite. God is calling Noah to build an ark, which makes absolutely no sense at the time. Well, first of all here, these disciples have forgotten to bring bread. And so Jesus says to them, "Where's the bread?" So, well, they forgot, they just have one loaf. No. And here they are all worried, all caught up, and, well, oh, we forgot. Oh, my gosh, we're not going to eat. There's no food. Well, the Lord is trying to teach them a lesson here, showing them. Yeah, they brought one bread, but he's showing them, ultimately, who the one bread is. He is the one bread. So Jesus goes on And he says, well, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of Herod. See, in biblical terms, this leaven was seen as something as evil. The leaven of the Pharisees, of Herod, are the ways of the world. Now, both the Pharisees and Herod have challenged Jesus. They're looking to him for a sign, as that's what we saw in yesterday's gospel. Now, they want Jesus for their own selfish purposes. They want to be conquerors. Now, they want wealth. They're greedy, prideful. And, you know, they're not really welcoming Jesus or receiving his teaching. They have no belief. They are blinded by their ill will, their insincerity, and again, their pride and greed. All the ways of the world, the flesh and the devil, there they are. This is the leaven the Pharisees have now. And so Jesus reminds them to be careful, be cautious of this. So here they are at a point where they're a little stunned, they're a little shaken. There's no bread, but yet they have this blindness about them. And maybe they are not at the level or as low as the Pharisees and Herod. They are still blinded by something. They're having difficulty believing, trusting in the Lord. Now, looking to see, well, he's trying to teach us new. He's doing something within us. They are just caught up in their own confusion, you know, whatever distraction they have within themselves. There they are. And now we have somebody named Noah. So Noah here, though, he's living in a world where it is pure evil. I mean, the leaven is sickening. It is disgusting. Now, there's sin. Sin is so, is just saturated the world. And so God the Father says, hey, you know, we got to clean it up now. And so he instructs Noah, who's a man of faith, as the scripture says, he's found some favor with God, and he believes. He has a relationship with the Lord, with the Father. The Father gives him some instruction, tells him to build an ark, a large ship, gives him exact measurements and instructions, and he follows through. Now, here, a man, when building this, he would probably appear ridiculous to those around him. Why are you building a boat right there, you know? What's wrong with you? They perhaps made fun of him. They didn't understand him. But as we see Noah here, is that he doesn't, maybe he might question something. Maybe he may even have a few doubts that cross his mind. But he stays steadfast on the Lord. He believes that God will do something, and his faith is not shaken. And so God says, the Lord says, bring all these animals in the ark. There they bring them in. They lock it up, and there they are waiting. Hey, there's no flood. They got to wait 7 days. Well, seventh day, the gates are open. Here's the floods, you know, and hey, they are saved. They're spared. Noah's faith is proven there. Well, what happens to us often? As we say, hey, the Lord brings about new things, joyful, sometimes painful. In the painful, there we are. It says, well, oh my gosh, how are we going to do this? Oh no, it's the end of it. We start getting discouraged, start doubting ourselves, doubting God. Why me? No, this is terrible. But we forget to see that God is at work. So what is required of us at these times? Well, to know God is doing something, to put our trust in him. And then he tells us, some of the disciples, something here, which we all be mindful of, which will help us when the heavy crosses come, when those things that are hard to comprehend come, when the doubts start appearing, or we're tempted to discouragement. See, when the disciples, here they are, kind of a little disoriented and you know, doubting themselves, looking at themselves, blaming themselves, maybe even angry at themselves for not bringing bread, Jesus reminds them. He says, hey, remember when I fed those 5,000? Remember when I fed the 4,000? Think about it. So what does this say to us? God has done great things in our life before. All we need to do is look back. You know, many times when, say, we've had to believe God for something, had to walk in faith, yeah, it may have hurt, but the Lord provided. Say, someone close to us was ill or even passed, but yet the Lord brought great things out of it. Oh, perhaps another time, say we were in financial trouble, but God still brought us through. Say we even went through a period of darkness or depression or something. How am I going to get out of this? And the Lord prevented us from breaking, made us stronger through the whole experience. See, and this is what we need to do, is just to think back on the times that God provided. Because if he did it then, he's going to do it again. And this is why it helps to read the lives of the saints. Saints had to go through these same sort of trials and troubles. And yeah, it was trying on them. It hurt. But they kept their eyes on Jesus. And so the Lord did a great thing. And he wants to do great things in us. But we can't get blinded by the world, by people questioning us, saying, oh, what's wrong with you? Oh, look at you. Where's your faith? Where's your God now? You just rest in the Lord. He says, okay, God will provide. And he always will. He wants to do great and new things in us. As St. Paul also says, that he brings us from glory to glory to glory. The glory is his love. The glory is bringing about his presence. Is having us radiate Jesus Christ. This is growing in the glory of the Lord. This is a newness he brings about us. And so God is always at work in us. So brothers and sisters, hey, the crosses are going to come. Sometimes they're going to be hard, sometimes not so hard, but whatever comes our way, know that God is doing something great in us. And as St. Paul says, that every good work the Lord has begun, he's faithful to complete in the day of Jesus Christ. God bless you all.